Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Happy New Year. Woo! From TexasLending.com.
2020.
We made it.
We are here. It is Kevin Miller. It is Tress Collins, Bubba Alexander here to share with you the glory that is the mortgage world. And you can share for the next hour with us and every Saturday from 8 to 9 here on The Fan as we discuss your home purchase, your home refinance, your home equity loans. It is the year for you to start saving. It is the year for you to start getting your work done on your home, your finances, reestablishing them, getting your credit cards paid off, maybe lowering your mortgage payment by hundreds of dollars every month. We are here to help you make decisions. We are here to give you options. We are here to share with you the news. And we want you to share with us your questions. You can get a hold of us today by texting us at 972-387-4600. That's the TexasLending.com text line. That's also the same line that you can call us at our office at 972-387-4600. Guys, the world has improved over the week. The craziness.
Over the week? Really? That's not what I heard.
The mortgage world.
The mortgage world.
Oh, what did I say?
The world.
Oh, the world of mortgage has improved. My world is the mortgage world, okay? I can't manage the rest.
I was like, you don't listen to the news, do you?
Well, that has had an impact on mortgage rates. As a matter of fact, they came down significantly yesterday.
Really?
That combined with us having just about the lowest refinance rates you're going to find in the state of Texas means it is time for you to get that refinance done. It's a great new year for the mortgage world. The jumbo rate has increased this year. The FHA loan limit has increased for this year. The VA loans have no loan limits. So if you have a $500,000 loan you need to refinance, you might be able to refinance that into a VA loan. There is no loan limit for a VA loan. So make sure you call us about your home loan today. Bubba, you're squinting over there. Is it?
You tell the people the jumbo rate is rising.
No, jumbo. The jumbo loan limit.
You said the rate.
Oh, my God.
So I'm saying that doesn't sound good.
I tell you what, I went to bed at 11:30. It sounded like I just woke up. I mean, I did just wake up, but I didn't stay up all night.
I woke up at 12:30.
I didn't do anything. Maybe it's the
New Year.
I watched the golf in Kapalua.
Maybe it's the dementia.
Dementia.
Yeah, I don't know. It's coming in.
The loan limits.
Yes, it's Lonesheimer's is what it is.
Lonesheimer's. We've had that for years.
We have had it.
We talked about that in 2007.
We forget where we are in the parking lot because of all the loans we're working on. So, and there was a loan officer walking around Arlington today. So he didn't know where he was. So, too many loans. But we want to answer your questions for you up here. This is the TexasHoney.com Mortgage Show. If you're a first-time listener, we've been doing loans in Dallas-Fort Worth for 20 years. We incorporated in 2001. So we're going into our, I don't even know how many years it is. We've been on the radio since 2001 as well, doing radio shows in Dallas.
A while.
So 2001 is when you started probably doing business under TexasLending.com.
Right? We might have been on this station for 6 or 7 years on The Fan. Yeah. I can't remember now. It's been a while, but we want to share with you how to save money. And we want to share with you these things about the jumbo loan limit rising and the FHA loan limit rising.
The secrets of the mortgage world.
Yes.
So many.
There is so many.
We only have 56 minutes remaining in the show. And if you get the right question, and we'll answer your question for a full hour. No, we usually get 20 or 30 questions coming in here by text. So get your text in now. And that's 972-387-4600. The stuff that's been going on this week, the craziness that's going on. Who knows what's going on? You know what's interesting?
Crazy.
Yeah. You never know what's going on behind the scenes. So you get to hear the spin. There's something else happening here, right? There's what's going on is not the full answer. I think there's been stuff going on for decades.
Secrets
that we don't know about. So we're not going to talk about all that today. We're going to talk about the mortgage world being impacted yesterday significantly, and that the rates dropped probably about a tenth of a point. Tenth of a point being went from 3.5 to 3.375 on a 30-year refinance.
Eighth, basically an eighth.
With TexasLending.com. So we have, if you're not going to be able to go everywhere and get 3.375 on a 30-year conventional refinance, now that's with an origination fee. Mm-hmm. You know, if you don't want any points or anything like that, your rate's probably going to be 0.25% higher for no point 3.6 on a 30-year loan. But if you're at 4.5 or 5, or maybe you got a cash out loan a year ago and you're at 5.25 or 5.5, or some of you are at 6, you can refinance those home equity loans into a regular refinance. And with our 15-year refinance right around 3%, you might be able to go from 5.5 to 3%, shave off years off your mortgage. Maybe you have 20 years left on your mortgage. You can take that from 20 years to 15, drop your rate, set up yourself now so that...
For the future.
Who knows? This is going to be a crazy year.
Oh, yeah.
And then you got the big election coming and all the nonsense that goes on with that.
Oh, my
Yep.
gosh.
Along with the other nonsense that's going on. And so there's been nonsense going
on
for a long time.
It's going to be an interesting year. I mean, just when you think about it, all the things that are going to happen, you know, like my daughter getting married and things like that.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
That's going to have a huge impact on mortgage rates.
Yeah, I think it will.
Bubba needs to have – call Bubba. He needs to do lots of loans.
Yeah.
His one and only daughter is getting married.
Yeah, it's nothing like – you know, sitting down with your daughter and her going over all these, how much everything is going to cost.
I know the napkins.
Wait, is it going to cost her or is it going to cost you?
You know who it costs.
Yeah.
The funny thing is like I say, well, you know what I do. I always just give you my card and I don't want to see it. I don't want to see what it
is. You just put your head in the sand?
Yeah. I'll just pay it, you know. I just don't like to see the bill and all that.
Oh, you're not going to like that. You're not going to see this bill.
Too. I don't want to. Yeah, I don't want
to
see
the bill. I was happy.
I'll give him the card, but I don't want to see the bill or the tip.
I was happy. I was happy just cooking rabbits in the cave and having a fire for my. That's all I wanted to do, but no.
Yeah,
we had to have
top hats.
Fancy stuff.
Rabbits in a cave.
Cornfields.
Just all I need is a cave, a fire, and rabbits. That's all I need. I just eat the rabbit. You put it on the rotisserie.
Put it on the stick.
You put it on the stick.
Yeah.
It's like, and that's it. That's
but
it.
For your wedding.
The only reason we have houses is because of women. We'd just still be living in caves, you know?
Really?
I think so.
Yeah,
I think so.
That.
Someone's trying to impress somebody. That's all I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
And it's the women. Interesting.
Yeah. You know? It should be a big year, though, for mortgages. And it should be a big year at TexasLending.com.
Make sure you go online and apply at TexasLending.com. Make sure you send in your questions to us. We want to answer them for you. 972-387-4600. We've been around for a while doing home loans. We are home equity refinance experts. We were doing some of the first ones back in 1998. They passed the law in November. I was taking applications by December, and we closed the first ones in January of 1998. It's been, 22 years now. We're still doing home equity loans here at TexasLending.com.
Think about all the companies that have come and gone and during that time.
Man.
The one with the stadium out in Arlington at one time.
AmeriQuest Stadium.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
And
where'd they go?
What about Countrywide?
Oh, where'd they go?
And what about?
They went to Bank of America.
Yeah. IndyMac Bank. And all
yeah, IndyMac.
And just this last year, companies have merged. But we're here. TexasLending.com, the little company that could. And we're happy to help you with your home loan today. So, Tress, tell me about your New Year's Eve.
It was nice. We didn't go to a party. We stayed home. We made a very, very nice pork roast in my new Instapot that I got for my birthday last month.
I got an Instapot thing, too. You know what? I had never heard of an Instapot in my life. I was at a golf tournament down in Austin for an Austin mortgage broker's thing. We're not a mortgage broker. We're a mortgage banker. However, I was there at the broker's thing. Hmm. And they have all these... drawing, they give
door prizes,
and about 80% of the people that go to this golf tournament get a door prize. I got an Instapot,
dude.
Really?
Have you used it yet?
It didn't come with CBD oil or anything.
Oh, yeah, I was just trying to say it.
So I didn't. It was like I had different connotations, but anyway, I brought it back, and then that was back in September, October. I never heard of this thing before, and now all of a sudden it's Christmas, and all I'm seeing is all these ads for Instapots, and everyone's got to have an Instapot. And you got an Instapot.
Did you?
I did. I got
yours?
One for my birthday.
They always promote.
I love it.
Steaming salmon or something. What have you cooked in it?
Okay. Haven't done salmon, but I cooked frozen chicken in 30 minutes. And I found a recipe online. The seasoning was great. And I mean, it was moist chicken breast, which I don't hardly ever get out of my oven.
No.
It's hard to get chicken breast moist.
No, ovens don't care.
And it was good. Yeah.
No.
Ovens, they're ruthless.
Yes.
But, and then we did the pork roast. The pork roast was amazing. We were like, what? And then the great thing about it is that you can do this sauce all in the same pot. So you cook the sauce underneath the pork roast, and then when it's done, you take it out. You just add some cornstarch and some water and thicken it up. It's really quite amazing. It does take, you know, some time the first time you use the first couple times you use it because it's new. It's like, okay, don't do this, don't do that. Don't open the steam thing with your finger. That hurts.
Yeah. You're listening to the TexasLending.com Mortgage Roast and Cooking Show.
Yes.
We are talking to you about 2020 and the happy things that happened on New Year's Eve. You're wearing all purple today. Is that a special occasion? Is it a TCU party, or did you lose a bet? What's happening?
It's my favorite color.
Okay, purple it is. Okay, and then we also have Texas Orange. What's going on with you, Texas Orange?
Oh, I just shirt's comfortable.
Okay. What about your New Year's Eve? Tell me about it. Grandbabies?
Grandbabies were at the house, and we had a
you corrupt them?
We had a countdown at 8 o'clock, but they don't
know. Oh, really? They didn't know. It's 12 o'clock somewhere.
Yeah. I said, it's midnight over the Atlantic.
So
we had the countdown and everything. Yeah. And we
the Faroe Islands, it's just east of Greenland, it's midnight.
That's awesome.
Yeah, you're celebrating with the Faroe Island people, the Faroeshians. I don't know what they call them.
Put them to bed. They all went up to sleep
upstairs. You're all blue. What's
I'm
up
all
with
blue
the blue?
Because I'm sad.
Aw.
I'm Mr. Blue.
You're Mr. Blue. Yeah. Did you have a
good
blue
songs.
New Year?
You know what? My wife and my son are at my in-laws in Illinois. Now, my wife.
Over the New Year, too?
They ghosted him.
They ghosted me. And I was in bed by 10 o'clock. I was 10 o'clock.
Wow.
Because I celebrated New Year's the Newfoundland way, which it was already midnight or somewhere over there.
Yeah.
But I was in bed early, and I was good, and I just stayed there. My brother and sister-in-law are living with us right now. So.
Oh.
Good times.
Nice.
But we are getting some questions in at 972-387-4600. This is the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show. Make sure you get your text in now. We'll answer all your questions for home equity, refinance, home purchases. Hey, what a great year for home purchases. People are moving here. Home values are going up. I'm looking at homes that I was looking at 10 years ago that are double the price what they were 10 years ago. It makes me sad to myself because I didn't buy them.
Buy them all.
Yeah. So you can get into a home now. More people are moving here. They're moving out of the other states and moving here, maybe because the taxes, maybe because something else. We don't know all the reasons.
California is crazy.
It's going to have future impacts. I know they're moving out of Illinois, New York, and California, and they're moving to other places. This is one of the places. So you're going to either have to – you know, we're all going to have to accept these people, the California refugees.
Just like we accepted the Michigan people.
I know. We were first. Yes. Yes.
I was born and raised here, so
yeah.
I got that going for me.
Well, they claimed they needed help down here, so I got here as soon as I could.
Yeah.
Okay, questions. Trust, do we have any questions?
Do we have time before the break?
Let's take a question before the break.
Okay, you have 30 seconds. I am going through divorce and want to do cash out refinance. I have about $150,000 in equity in my house, an average 16 acres. Can I do a refinance on property in ag, and will the rate be higher?
Ag means agriculture for all of you people not in the know.
Yep. So what happens here is basically what they go by is they go by what your
– Who's they?
The
Bubba.
The lenders,
them?
Us, the services,
us,
the guidelines.
They is us.
We need a survey, appraisal, and tax cert all have to match.
So, appraisal, the survey, and the tax all have to match the amount of acreage.
Yes.
Okay, now we have acreage. Now we have agriculture acreage. Now, it used to be for the first 20 years of the Texas home equity law, you couldn't do a loan
on
ag-exempt property.
Right.
It's changed.
It changed 2 years ago.
Okay, is there any limits to how many acres they can have?
Not that I know of, but so it also comes back down to comparable sales, too.
So the biggest thing that has to happen is the appraiser, the surveyor, and the tax surveyor
all have
to be in cahoots.
Yes.
And if they're not cahooting.
If they're not in cahoots, you got issues. You've got to make sure those three things line up and you can do your cash out refinance on your acreage.
So you'll be just uncahooted.
You just heard that from the person who's done more home equity loans in Texas than anyone in the history.
And it's changed.
Bubba's been doing 20 of them a month for 20 years.
It's changed.
And I press anyone can tell me they've done more home equity cash out refinances in Texas in 20 years. I bet there is. I bet they have something on the wall. You're right there on the. You're one of the.
My face is at the post office.
All right, we're gonna come back. We're gonna come back with Bubba. With Tress and Kevin Miller. Get your questions in now. This is the TexasHoney.com Mortgage Show, 972-387-4600. We have loan officers ready to take your questions today. Get it going now before everything starts out on Monday and all the other craziness happens.
Right.
Call a loan officer now. Go online and apply with TexasHoney.com right now. We're coming back for more on the TexasHoney.com Mortgage Show on 105.3 The Fan.
Trailers for sale or rent.
You too can get a trailer.
50 cents.
No yes. Phone, now, if you ever going to do karaoke, no this is a great song. You don't actually have to be able to sing.
Yeah, you just talk it.
Right. You can do it in any accent you want.
Yeah. You can do it in your Michigan accent.
Yes. You can sing it like Phyllis Diller would sing it, you know? If anyone know, I think only half of us know who Phyllis Diller is.
I know who Phyllis Diller is.
Not talking about the people that are here on the show. I'm talking about everyone listening. Dress.
Right. Sorry, all right. My bad.
All right. We are here taking your phone calls, taking your texts. None of you ever call us anymore. Makes us feel lonely. However, if you text us, we still feel loved in some way or fashion. At 972-387-4600, Tress, you have questions, we have answers.
Yes, are you ready?
Do it.
Question, my family owns 10 acres of land. Would it be better for my parents to gift us 2 acres and use that as collateral on a construction loan? Would we still need a down payment on around $180,000 cost after construction?
The question is, well, how much do the acre, what are the acres worth? Mm. I'm assuming that they're saying their family owns 10 acres. Does the family want to gift them 2 acres so they can put a house on those 2 acres?
Right.
That's what I'm assuming they're saying. Mm-hmm. Second, they're going to need a road that is connected to those 2 acres.
Oh.
They have to have a main road connected to that. If you just have a house built out in the middle of a field, you're pretty much have a trailer. You know, so you need to have a road out there.
An easement, so, yeah.
And so we can, but it depends on what the value is. Now, if you're going to get your credit for the value of land towards the down payment on a construction loan, it depends on what the value of the land is. If it's worth 5%, 10%, or 20% of the final real property, that's what happens when you get a home built on land and you've tied the land to the property and it's all worth new. So it's called real property. And that real property is going to need to have some of that value in the land if that's going to be your down payment. It is possible to do it. It's how much that land is worth, and it depends. You got to get that title in your name.
Yeah, you got to get it parceled out.
Parcel, that's a big word.
Yep.
Some of you get parcels delivered to you from FedEx and UPS. Some of you have land called parcels, whole different parcels.
Mm-hmm.
This is the TexasHoney.com Mortgage Cooking and Vocabulary
what
Show.
What about bill parcels?
Yes, that's a whole different thing. They call that the tuna. It's a different kind of parcels.
Well, now I want to know, is that where the term realtor comes from? Real land? Realtor?
I think so, yes. I think it is.
I always wondered. I'm like, well, who can
it only becomes
that?
Real property if a realtor sells it. Maybe that's why. Maybe it's opposite.
Hmm.
So anyway, we have all text lines open. They've just opened up. It's a sale on text lines, 972-387-4600. We also have a sale on you going to our website. It's free. It's free. Free. You can go to our website, TexasLending.com, and apply for your home purchase, your refinance, home equity loan, FHA, VA, USDA, jumbo, and even a construction loan. If you want to get one, we can guide you through all the things you might want to do. 972-387-4600. Go online to TexasLending.com. Tress.
All right. If we are refinancing to pay off credit cards, how do they look at debt-to-income ratio?
Now, you just read that different than what they said because you knew I was going to answer it differently.
Yeah, that's what I knew.
Because the question said, if you are refinancing to pay off credit card debts.
I know.
And you said, if we, because you knew if they said, if you, And I was going to say, how do they know I have credit card debt, and why do they want me to refund it?
Yes, yes, that's true.
All right, Bugs Bunny, I get you. Okay.
I'm very, very smart.
Okay, it's not that they want so, you. It's not that you want to shoot you now. It's that you want to shoot me now. I say you have to shoot me now, so shoot me now. Okay, if you are refinancing to pay off credit cards, how do they look?
How do they look at the debt?
Bubba.
Income ratio.
What we will do is, if you're having trouble meeting the debt ratio, we will pay off debts at closing so that your debt ratio does come in line.
It has to be in line.
It has to be in line.
Otherwise, it's out of line. If you're out of line, no loan for you.
Yeah. It's like Curb Your Enthusiasm.
So you have to be in line. Your debt-to-income ratio.
Debt-to-income ratio on a cash out, the max is 50%, but that's with assets.
The maximum debt-to-income ratio is 50%.
But that is if you have got to show reserves.
You have to show reserve assets.
Yeah. If
assets being money.
Yes, it'll be 43%.
So you're maxed out at 43%.
Right.
Versus for a conventional home equity cashback refinance.
Yes.
43. If you can show additional assets, the wherewithal to have saved money.
Then they will go to 50.
Now they'll let you go to 50. Now, there's also the non-qualified mortgages.
Yeah, but you can pay off debts.
The non-qualified mortgage, how much? Now, you can do a non-qualified mortgage. That means that maybe it's your credit score is a little bit lower. Maybe your income documentation is not a W-2. Maybe it's bank statements. You might be able to go up to 50% on that,
yes,
too.
Yes, and they'll use the cash back that you're getting as your asset.
Who's they?
The non-QM.
You keep talking about they. You're talking about us in the third person.
The non-QM people.
All right.
Look at the
set and structure.
Money you're getting back as assets.
Yes, pronouns, very important. All right, we're here back in the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show from Bubba's rant on cashback refinances. We are talking about your home loans at 972-387-4600. Get your questions in. It's 2020. We want to give you that vision for getting a home loan done this year. Trust.
Ready for another one?
Yes.
Divorce is looming on the horizon, and I want to buy my wife out of the house I inherited. Tax appraisal district has it at $240,000. Mortgage is $93,000. Can I refinance for $168,000 with 600 FICO with this LTV?
Looming
on the divorce horizon.
Divorce is, so
it's
they
on
already
the horizon.
So let me ask you a question. The question of it's looming is, does the other person already know this? But
no.
I mean, if they don't know, it's
so.
On the horizon. Does that mean, is that like, I don't know what that
here's
means.
The
but
thing.
I think maybe
they're getting divorced.
They're in it and it hasn't been finalized.
Okay,
I bet that's what it is.
All right.
I bet.
So 240 and the mortgage is 93. There's $147,000 in equity. The maximum loan that you're going to be able to get on this thing is $192,000. That's the maximum loan. They own 93. So there's $100,000 there, right? Now, here's the thing is, there's $100,000. The maximum loan is going to be $192,000. There's $147,000 of equity she's probably going to want. He's going to want. They're going to want to split it up. So there's going to have to be 70-some thousand split, right?
Yeah, but he has a 600 credit score. Is what he's saying.
I know. Well, the 600 credit score might have to be one of those non-qualified mortgages.
Right.
Unless you get your credit score higher. You want to get that credit score up over 620 minimum. 640 is better. 680 is better. Once you're over 680, your rates are pretty good on home equity refinances. If you're below 680, you're probably looking at 5%.
Yep. A little advice on this. All right. Number one is once the divorce is final, you cannot close your home loan to get that cash out until 30 days after
the divorce
is filed, not just signed, but filed. Mm. Now, a lot of times, I've been down this road many, many, many times.
You've been divorced?
No. I've been down this road many, many times with borrowers.
Okay. And just want to clarify that. Everyone right now thinks that you're the male version of Elizabeth Taylor. So.
Yeah.
A lot of times,
only half of us know who Elizabeth Taylor is.
The spouse, they're amicable. Okay, they're amicable. They get along, and so she will allow him to do the loan just in his name and get the money to pay her before the divorce is final, and then sign a quit deed as a part of the divorce and to get off title. Just to let you know, but if it's not an amicable deal, you'll have to wait. I have a couple of those that I'm working on right now.
So far, our questions have accounted up to a country song. Mm-hmm. We got 10 acres, and I'm getting divorced. And so we need to get you into a new home. We want to get you some home equity. We want to do a happy 220,000 for everybody. 20,000 or is it 2020?
It's 2020.
2020 sure. Years.
Yeah.
We want to answer these questions for you. Answer these questions for you. I like saying we want to answer these questions. It makes it better. 972-387-4600, 972-387-4600. When do we got to take a break, Tress?
In about 1 minute.
1 minute. Get your questions in now. Call TexasHunting.com. Rates have dropped. Rates have dropped this week. Rates have dropped this week primarily because of drones. And you and bombs. And so the mortgage rates have dropped. We don't know how long they're going to continue to drop. But right now they're in a good spot for you. They're lower than they were this time last year. We have really low rates. Have been great since about November of 2018. Rates have come down. They're in a good spot for refinancing, getting cash back, or buying a home. Make sure you go online and apply with TexasHunting.com. We're going to take a quick break. Bubba.
Hey, got two emails this morning. The first one says, good morning, Gary. We'd like to move forward with what we talked about. What are the next steps?
Was that your wife?
No.
Oh, okay.
We're going back to that Elizabeth Taylor thing.
Is that for breakfast or something? Get me some eggs. Go to Luby's
make
and get me
some.
Gary, hey, we liked what we talked about yesterday. Let's move forward. That's the
it?
Other one. There's two of them today. That's already this morning.
Maybe they just sent it twice because it didn't go through
two
the first time.
Two different people, Kevin.
Are you sure?
Loretta and Matt.
Maybe they're in the cahoots.
Yeah, they're
Matt's
cahooting.
In Houston. Loretta's in Dallas.
Okay. All right.
I just need somebody from Austin or San Antonio to be the trifecta.
Okay, make sure you text Gary
Good
with
word.
Your happiness
Good
that
word.
You're ready to move forward with your home loan.
Yeah.
Go online and apply, TexasHunting.com. We're coming back for more on 105.3 The Fan. Back in the TexasHunting.com mortgage show. Ready for your questions here? You can get your question in if you want to refinance this year. Here's what you do. Send us how much you owe on your home. Send us how much your home is worth. Send us your current rate and your credit score. So here's what my home is worth. Here's what I owe. Here's my credit score, right? Here's my current rate. We'll tell you what kind of rate you might be able to find on a 15-year, a 30-year mortgage, or somewhere in between. Same thing for a home equity loan. We'll be able to tell you how much cash you can get out and what your rate might be and how much money you might be able to save if you're paying off debt. If you want to buy a home, you send us, here's how much money I make per year or per month. Tell us either one. Here's what my credit score is, and here's how much I have for a down payment. We'll be able to tell you how much of a home you can buy, how much you can afford, what your home payment will be. We'll kind of ballpark it for you so you don't have to do all this for yourself. You don't have to get the anxiety of talking to a loan officer about your private personal finances. You don't have to get financially naked in front of a loan officer before you just flirt with us on the radio. Yes.
So you want to know how much they make. Is that gross or net income?
Well, if you make 100 grand a year with a W-2 or 50 grand a year, you just say I make 50 grand a year or 4 grand a month.
So gross.
Growth, yeah.
Okay.
That's gross.
All right. Y'all ready?
We have you have questions. We have answers, Tress. You have the mic.
Here we go. I have $25,000 left needed to pay off my mortgage, but my rates go up this year, and it will keep going up till I pay it off. So do you guys think it's worth to refinance it, or is there other options for me out there?
It's confusing to me a little bit that why would it keep on going up?
I
it doesn't
know.
Have to keep on going up. They don't just randomly go up. Usually they're tied to an index, and if the index is stable, it'll stabilize at some point. If it's $25,000 left, you're going to have to save. You're going to have to save 5% just to save $100 a month on your payment. So there's not a lot. You might, if you want to, you might be able to just go get a loan from a bank. But I think you have $25,000 left. Just to keep paying extra payments towards your mortgage.
Yeah.
Get that thing.
No use.
Get that
anything,
thing gone.
Really.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There are 25. A lot of people would wish to only have $25,000 left in their mortgage. Tress.
All right. I'm tired of throwing away $1,300 a month on rent. So my fiance and I have been looking at different mortgage loans that say zero down because we have no down payment or emergency funds saved. Her credit score is 740, but take-home income is half of what I get. But I'm rebuilding my credit, and it's at a 580 right now. So do we wait and save or go through with trying to find a loan with zero down?
Okay, first of all, your zero-down loans might sound good now, but I'm going to tell you that just over the first year of the loan itself, might cost you thousands of dollars more for the mortgage payment because the rates are significantly higher on zero down if you're going to find one. There are typically down payment assistance loans. Now, you can get a zero down loan on USDA. If this person lives in a rural area, it is possible to get a USDA loan. And that is a zero down loan. It's a government insured loan, and TexasLending.com does them. So we can do a USDA government insured zero down loan. There's also a VA zero down loan. Those are the zero down loan programs that are government insured. Conventional loans typically aren't zero down unless you're getting some kind of bond down payment assistance. And those have significantly higher rates. Bubba.
The 580 score, though, is a...
It's, you're right on the cusp of what it...
FHA.
FHA's minimum credit score. They do have a minimum credit score for the minimum down payment. It's 3.5% down for FHA. But know this. I don't know anything about this person who sent this question in. You can get gift funds from a 401k if you have one. You can take some money out of your 401k for a down payment. You can get gift funds from a relative for your down payment. Mm-hmm. You can always negotiate in the sales price of the house to have the seller pay for some of your closing costs for you. And then the minimum down for a conventional loan is 3%, and the minimum down for an FHA is 3.5%. So those are the minimum. Now, if you're going to get a zero down, it's because you got your 3.5% down, but you got gift funds from a bond fund from maybe the they have bond funds from the counties and maybe the cities that you live in. Maybe the city of Fort Worth has a bond for down payment assistance. Again, those come with higher rates on the mortgage. It might make sense to you to try to save up just a little bit of money so that one thing you need to know is after you do buy your house, you're not going to have a mortgage payment for a month and a half. Let's say you close in the middle of December. You wouldn't have that payment till February, all right? If you close in January, you're not going to have your payment till March. And so just things that they need to know when they're trying to buy the first. You can call Bubba here.
Yeah,
call
those bond programs are not going to work at 580. I can tell you that.
Not at 5. No.
Yeah. But usually at 640 is when the bond programs can be done.
Your rates will improve.
Home for Heroes kind of stuff and things like that.
For every 20 points, they said that the spouse is at 740, her credit score. So at 740, that's great. The 580, you're going to want every 20 points that 580 comes up is going to be a better interest rate for you. You don't have to buy a home now. Give yourself a one-year plan.
Mm-hmm.
Give yourself a one-year plan for this, and you can get yourself into a home. Maybe you're throwing away rent, but you might feel like you're throwing it away. But we also don't want to get you into a home at a higher rate just to have a home because you can get house poor really fast. Yeah. We don't want you to be house poor. We want you to be house happy. And if you're house happy, that means you have living expenses that you can still pay and you can go out to eat and stuff like that. Start putting that together. Work together. You guys are on a good path.
There you go.
Tress.
All right.
More questions at 972-387-4600. That's your text line. 972-387-4600.
The Tress text.
Okay.
All right. It's VA loan. I owe zero. Worth $250,000, make $30,000 a year with no other debt, credit score 826.
This sounds like they want a home equity loan.
That's what it sounds like.
Okay, so this is funny. This is funny, Tress. It says VA loan. I owe nothing. It's worth $250,000. So they don't have a VA loan, it sounds like.
They don't have a loan anymore, it sounds like.
Yeah. So
maybe they had a VA loan.
They have a great score of 826. They make $30,000. So this person makes $2,500 a month. And so they might be able to get themselves a payment of, let's call it, $800 a month on a mortgage. They might be able to get themselves a $120,000 home equity loan with the kind of money they make and get cash. I don't know what they want to do with that $120,000.
Right.
But Bubba, after that $120,000, they should have. Here's the thing: is just their property taxes alone, are probably going to be $600 a month,
unless
right?
It's VA exempt or something.
Yeah, so the taxes on that $250,000 property. When I say you can get a mortgage payment that's low, but the problem is your taxes and the property, just your taxes and insurance are probably $700 a month on that house. Just taking a big guess. So that can be tight. But you can get a home equity loan. TexasLending.com does a lot of them. Call. We'll find out what we can do for you. Bubba will be happy to talk with you.
Sure.
Leave him a message at 972-387-4600 if you call now.
All right. You ready for the next one?
We can go. Yes.
We can go.
We can go. Let's do it.
Is there any difference between mortgage companies or a bank to pre-qualify?
Yes, there are differences. Our rates are typically lower, and our pre-qualification is free here. We are local at TexasHunting.com. We are loco and local at TexasHunting.com. But we, we'll get you free pre-approval. It'll go all the way through our pre-approval process. Our rates are going to be better than they named a company in their text. Our rates are better than them. Our loan officers will be happy to sit down with you for a cup of coffee. That's not going to happen with that other company. And we'll get you with one of our realtors that are in the area you're looking to buy. Call, name the zip code, and we have realtor friends that will help you. So TexasHunting.com, you're not going to have much difference in the service that you're receiving. I know that they have good service. I know we have great service. And we have very friendly loan officers that are happy to smile for you on the phone. Call us today. Go online and apply. TexasLending.com. We have to take a break, Tress.
Yep.
972-387-4600. Keep those questions coming. We see a couple of them coming in right now.
Yes.
When we get back from this break, we'll answer more of them for you in the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show on 105.3 The Fan. Back in the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show, here to answer questions for you about your home loan. You can save a bunch of money. Let us know. In 16 minutes, we can save you 16% or more on your home mortgage. call us now, 972-387-4600. Go online and apply with TexasLending.com. Rates have fallen this week. We don't know how long that's going to continue. We know that the stock market's gone up for quite some time now. We don't know how long that's going to continue. Just know that you're in a good spot to get a refinance right now with one of the lowest rates. We have some of the lowest refinance rates for VA, FHA, conventional loans in the state of Texas. Call us, text us, and call us for your home purchase for our home purchase team. Trust.
All right, here we go. Lightning round. Couple of things. We've been wanting to sell our house for a couple of years and never got around to it. We recently had a realtor renovator come look at it, and we were told if we put $25,000 into it, we could sell for more than originally thought while making a profit. Should I take a home equity loan out or another type of loan for these renovations? Also, I'm at 5.25% right now, and I've never refinanced. Should I do this, or should I just stick it out until we sell the house?
Well, a couple things. If you put $25,000 in the middle of the lobby, your house is immediately worth $25,000 more than if it's not in the lobby. So if you do renovations, we don't know if it's going to be worth that much more.
Yeah.
If you want to get a home equity loan, you can. However, I say this. One, do it with zero closing costs. You don't want a bunch of closing costs to do some renovations and then turn around and sell it. Also, if you go and sell that within 6 months of getting the loan done, it's going to have harm to the mortgage lender that does it. The mortgage lender will put in the average cost of a mortgage lender to do a mortgage, to pay their staff, commissions, processors, underwriters, closers, funders, shippers, and all the things that go into this. It's about $8,500 per loan. That's the average cost of a mortgage lender doing a loan. If the loan is paid off within 6 months, then it's a complete loss to the lender because they're not making any interest over time. Those are just that you don't have to have any compassion for a mortgage lender. I'm just saying that that's what happens on the mortgage side. So you're aware of what happens when a loan gets paid off. If you get one and then pay it off, that's what happens. So, you can do the loan if you want to do the loan. Now, if you're just trying to get a loan for only $25,000, you can try to get a home equity line of credit. I would suggest that's probably a good way to go about it. You can walk down to a bank to get a line of credit or a credit union. Not everyone does that. Not every lender does home equity credit lines. If you want to get a first lien refinance with cash out, we can do that for you here at TexasLending.com. That's my answer. I'm sticking to it. Next, Tress.
How can I raise my credit score when I can't get approved for a credit card?
Okay. So let me give you an idea of how it might be able to start out for you. First of all, start paying people on time. Okay. If you can't get approved for a credit card, you walk to a bank, you give them $200. You say, I want to put this $200 into a CD. I want to get this credit card. I want to get a secured credit card. It's secured against that CD. You now have a credit card. And that credit card, so the loan they're going to give you is secured with the CD. Okay? And they may or may not do that for you. But that
you can also Google secured credit cards and do it that way, too.
Get a secured credit card. You put some money in. You say, now you have a credit card. It's now going to be on your credit report. It may take some time to start getting that credit score to increase. However, I don't know all the other things going on, but I don't know if you have a car, but make sure you pay that car on time. That's how you get started. I didn't have a credit score back in 1990, and I started reading about how to get all this done. I read a book called Wealth Without Risk, which came with risk. And you can always read The Wealth Without Risk by Charles Givens. He was a guy that made a lot of money, went bankrupt, made more money, went bankrupt again. But he wrote a book with – how did you get
Sounds
around?
Sounds like a president.
Well, you know, it's you got to take risks.
Yeah.
You got to take risks. I was talking to a person yesterday, and they said that they left their last company because their company had to borrow money to make payroll. I said, honey, that's how about 80% of companies run their business. They go out and do a job, and they're not going to get paid for it for 90 days, but they still got to pay you. So they go take a loan against the money that it's called a receivable, right? And so they have these receivables coming in that are going to be there in 90 days. Maybe it's Walmart paying and maybe it's someone else, but the money isn't there yet. But you know what? They need to keep you as an employee, so they borrow money. That's how things get done. So sometimes businesses have to borrow money. That's when Amazon started, they didn't just all of a sudden have money. They hadn't made a sale yet. They hadn't even made a sale, so they go out and borrow money, and they sell stock, and they don't just magically have money.
Poof.
And so, you know, that's how the world works. A lot of companies, there's a lot of business owners that take a lot of risk to make things happen. So God bless the business owners.
Yes. Okay.
Trust.
Ready?
Yes.
I think these people are looking to buy a home. Looking to go with a VA loan. My credit score is 680. My wife and I bring home about $80,000 gross a year.
$80,000 gross. That is $6,667 a month or something of that such. Something of such, you know. So anyway, $6,700 a month. How much home can they buy, Bubba, with a 680 score? If you get below that 680 on a VA, your rate's going to start going up.
Yeah,
I'm telling you right now, VA does not mess around with low credit scores. Your rates start going up once you get below 6. So keep that credit score above 680. If you have 681 versus a 679, you will see a marked difference in your interest rate on a VA loan. Second, $6,700 a month, you should be able to afford $2,500 a month payment. $2,500 a month payment on VA is going to afford you about a $330,000 to $350,000 house. A VA loan. That should be able to get you a $2,500 payment, $350,000. Hopefully that helps you make a decision on where you should be shopping. Now, don't go out shopping yet. Call our office. Get a free, everyone who calls us, for a refinance, a home equity loan, a home purchase loan, a VA, FHA, we're going to get you pre-approved for free. There is no charge. There is no charge for anyone to get pre-approved. We're going to say, here's your approval. You've applied. That's free. Here's your approval. That's free. Here's what your payment's going to be. That's free. Here's how much money you need out of pocket. That's free. Now, you make a decision if you want to go out and buy a house. All of that leading up to that for you is free. So call TexasLending.com. The only thing that's not free is the time. The time that you spend is worth something. So make sure you call a company you can trust like TexasLending.com so we can get you that free approval.
Okay, I think we have time for one more.
Okay.
You talk fast. Oh, approximately $146,000 on the original loan of $175,000. VA loan at 4.25%, scores around 740 now. Would like to do an IRL to save a little money. However, is there any cash out options with VA in Texas or any way to add cost to loan for cash to repair or remodel?
Here's the issue. The issue here is that they don't have enough equity to get a home equity loan. You have to have less than 80% what you owe on the value of the house to get a home equity loan in Texas. They're out 4.25%. They can refinance to an IRL. That's an interest rate reduction refinance loan with VA. They can go to the low threes. They can get a VA loan in the low threes and refinance right now with the 740 score. It's going to vary based on how much, you know, there's not going to be any closing costs or anything in there, but it's going to vary based on other things. They say they want to do some repairs. The only way I know that they can get some repairs is through a home-style renovation loan. A home-style renovation loan is handled by some banks that are able to manage those. They have a construction division. We don't have the home-style renovation construction division at our company. But that's how you can get a remodel done on your house, is the home-style renovation loan. It is a loan through Fannie Mae. Again, you would have to call a bank that participates in that. We'll be happy to text them a bank that might be able to do a home style renovation. If they just want to refinance, though, we are the cat's meow when it comes to VA rates. Meow. If you're a veteran, tell your friends, tell yourself, tell your other self that we have great VA rates here at TexasLending.com.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Dude. Bubba, anything else?
No, no, not at all.
Tress, you have 45 seconds to spill it all out.
Happy New Year. Give us a call, 972-387-4600. Listen to us next week. Send your text next week, 972-387-4600.
Okay, you just heard that from the purple people. That is Tress. Bubba?
Tress text.
Tell us, give us your Orange Texas spiel.
Happy New Year.
Wow.
That was amazing. That was
amazing. It's going to be a good one.
Your enthusiasm's overwhelming.
It's gonna be all right. A good one. Hey, someone wants to know if we do zero closing cost refinance. We do. That was the last question we just saw. We have run out of time. Make sure you go online and apply now at 972. Oh, go online and apply at TexasLending.com. Call us at 972-387-4600. We'll see you next week in the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show right here on 105.3 The Fan.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.